To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey, news listeners, it's Tuesday and time for your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 25th of January, 2022. Got the best technology coming to you right now, and it's coming your way like it always does in about 5 minutes. Well, we're going to start off with a little bit of Google rumors. Looks like Google's got a new Chromecast up their sleeve, but for you out there that already have one, yeah, this may not be much of an upgrade. In fact, it might be a downgrade. Yes, most people out there that have the new Google Chromecast, the 4K TV stick basically, need not probably pay attention to this, unless you're just looking for 1080p resolution. According to the folks over at Protocol, this new lower-end device will have a maximum resolution of only 1080p, and apparently will be named Chromecast HD with Google TV. Now, the theory is behind this, Google's trying to compete with the likes of Roku and even Amazon, who both sell 1080p streaming devices for under $50. So I'm sure we'll be seeing the same price point, if not even lower than that, for the new Google Chromecast / lower end model. As far as when Google plans to release such a thing, who the heck knows? This might be one that just shows up out of nowhere. Probably doesn't need to be showcased in all its glory at a Google hardware event, but we'll wait and see. Twitter users out there, why don't you gather around and get 150 of your closest friends together? Why do I say this? Well, apparently Twitter's working on a new feature that will actually let you share tweets with a specific group of people. The new feature, by the way, Twitter's calling your flock, haha, how cute, will let you limit your tweets just to those people in your flock. If this sounds familiar to you, probably should. Twitter's basically just copying Instagram's close friends feature. And Twitter actually gave us a little glimpse of this before. That feature actually called back in July, Trusted Friends. This will also be launching on the heels of the invite-only communities that was launched back in September of last year. That feature also very similar to let you connect with users with shared interests. As for when the close friends feature-like thing will be coming to users, we still don't know. More than likely, though, it may just pop up like Fleets did. And from what we're hearing, it's almost ready for prime time, so it could be any day now. Meta, yes, the people that own Facebook, it used to be Facebook, and now they think they need their own universe, is about ready to run the universe with the world's fastest computer. Apparently, they've completed their first phase of a new AI supercomputer, and the company believes once this is all tweaked and ready, it will be the fastest computer on the planet. Now, this new AI computer, the company says, will help researchers develop better AI models that can actually learn from trillions of examples in record time. Not only that, it's supposed to help build upon better augmented reality tools, analyze text, images, and video all at once. Now, according to Meta, this will be part of the service of its vision for the metaverse. You know, that universe where AI-powered apps and products, yeah, they all play wonderfully together. As for when the new Meta super-duper awesome computer will be hitting our way, it ain't gonna be much longer. Meta says we may be seeing this by July or August of this year. And finally, speaking of finally, that Surface Duo, Android 11, finally. Yeah, we kind of all thought this was going to happen in 2021, but apparently it took an extra year to get it there. Yes, Microsoft has begun to roll out Android 11 for the unlocked Surface Duos, at least in North America and in Europe. Unfortunately, not every Surface Duo will be getting the update, and some of them will not be getting it right away, but you will be getting it eventually. Now, if you have a Surface Duo that's tied to AT&T in the U.S., that's the one you're going to have to wait for a little bit longer on. How much longer? Microsoft hasn't said. As far as the other supported Surface Duos that are not tied to AT&T, you might be seeing it right now, or possibly tomorrow, or maybe by Friday. Microsoft, again, hasn't really elaborated how they're going to roll this out. One thing that's just nice to know is it's actually there. It's no longer a unicorn. What may become a unicorn, though, is Android 12. Yeah, it took this long for 11. I wouldn't hold my breath for 12 anytime soon. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com, is where you can support the news show by going to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Your generosity each and every month ensures we can keep doing this show for you. So if you love what we do, we would appreciate your support today. Find us, too, on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come join our community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening over the next 48 hours. But until then, have yourself a great Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.